6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, this is 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
And I'm Beth. Smell-o-vision, a television which allows you to smell things as well as see them, and a miracle pill which cures all diseases. These predictions for the future were made in the 1930s, but so far they haven't come true.
Making predictions for the future isn't easy. Just ask tech billionaire Elon Musk, who recently predicted that artificial intelligence will eventually mean that no one will have to work. In fact, there have been many predictions about the future of work. For example, that robots will take over most jobs and that everyone will work from home.
During COVID, one of these predictions came true. Millions were forced to work from home. So, what will work be like in the future? That's what we'll be discussing in this programme, and as usual, we'll be learning some useful new vocabulary too.
But first, I have a question for you, Beth. Another idea for the future is the four-day working week, where employees work 4 days for the same money as five. After COVID, many British companies gave the idea a go. But out of the 60 companies taking part in a four-day working week trial in 2023, how many said they plan to continue with a shorter work week? Was it A, 52%, B, 72%, or C, 92%?
I guess 52% of the companies plan to continue with a four-day week.
OK, Beth, I'll reveal the answer later in the programme. Now, whatever Elon Musk thinks, as we've seen, it's difficult to make your predictions accurate. Here's Sean Lay, presenter of BBC World Service programme The Real Story, asking University of Cambridge professor Brendan Burchell what he thinks about predictions for the future of work.
Brendan Burchell, when you look at all the predictions that have been made, certainly in your working lifetime, do you kind of take some of the things that are being predicted now with a large pinch of salt?
I do. I think we have to be sceptical. I think the track record for economists and other social scientists isn't good. When we look, you know, for hundreds of years, 100 years now, people have been predicting that there'll be really quite dramatic reductions in working time, like Elon Musk has just made. And previously, those predictions, although we're heading very gradually in that direction, those predictions of very, very large changes in working time just haven't come to pass.
Sean asks if we should take predictions with a pinch of salt. To take something with a pinch of salt is an idiom meaning to doubt that what you've been told is accurate or likely to come true. For example, if your friend always lies, you take what they say with a pinch of salt.
Professor Burchell thinks predictions for the future of work have a bad track record. A track record means all the achievements or failures that someone has had in the past. When it comes to predicting the future of work, most predictions simply haven't come to pass, an old-fashioned way of saying happened or come true.
So are predictions for a future of leisure, relaxing by the pool while robots do all the work, just a dream? Let's hear from Andrew Palmer, business editor for The Economist magazine, talking to BBC World Service programme The Real Story.
I'm not a tech dystopian. I don't think that machines or AI are going to get rid of all jobs, but I do worry about a sequencing risk. So there will be some disruption from AI. Some jobs, some professions are at risk. And although economists like to say new jobs will crop up, they won't necessarily be aligned at the same time. There won't be coordination.
Andrew is not a dystopian, someone who imagines a nightmarish future of suffering and injustice. He doesn't think AI will get rid of all jobs. To get rid of something means to remove it because you no longer want it.
Andrew predicts that AI will replace some jobs and those workers will need support. But he also thinks new jobs will crop up. They will appear unexpectedly. And that's exactly the problem. The future is hard to predict because it's so unexpected. Anyway, I reckon a shorter working week is something we can all agree on, right, Neil?
Absolutely. I think it's time to reveal the answer to my question about the 60 companies trying out a shorter working week in 2023. I asked how many of them plan to continue a four-day week at the end of the trials.
And I guessed 52%, so was I right?
That was the wrong answer, I'm afraid, Beth. Actually, a whopping 92% of the companies plan on keeping a four-day week because it was so popular with bosses as well as workers. Right, let's recap the vocabulary we've learned from this programme, starting with the idiom, take it with a pinch of salt, meaning don't completely believe what you are told is true.
A track record means the achievements or failures of someone's past performance.
Come to pass is an old-fashioned way of saying take place or happen.
A dystopian is someone who foresees a nightmarish future where there's great suffering and injustice in society.
If you get rid of something, you remove something that you no longer want.
And finally, if something crops up, it appears or happens unexpectedly. Once again, our 6 minutes are up. Join us again soon for more trending topics and useful vocabulary here at 6 Minute English. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Thanks for listening to this program from BBC Learning English. If you need to use English for work, we have a new series that can help. In Office English, Phil and Pippa talk about the phrases that can help you speak better at work. To find out more, head to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.